People Before Profit Solidarity TD Paul Murphy is on his way home after being detained in Egypt again. Deputy Murphy was detained earlier in Cairo and had his passport confiscated. He had previously been detained on Friday along with a group of people travelling through the country to reach Rafah on a Gaza peace march. But he was then detained for a second time when he went to get his phone back. I spoke to him a short time ago as he prepared to board a flight back home. He told me what happened.
I went to the local police station as recommended in Abdeen in Cairo. I guess for the first 3 hours or so, it was just a slow bureaucratic process. Things were taking a long time. But then I asked to leave and was told that I couldn't leave. And the whole time I had my passport. And then it became clear that I was being detained, as unfortunately hundreds of others have been detained in Egypt. Many people deported. But look, I mean, all of that is really nothing. It pales into insignificance compared to what is happening in Gaza. Just yesterday, 38 Palestinians were killed while queuing for aid. There's now over 300 Palestinians have been killed in those circumstances in the last 3 weeks. And the purpose of our global march to Gaza, which involved over 4,000 people coming here to Egypt, over 60 countries, was really to highlight the forced starvation that is happening and to call for a lifting of the blockade and allowing aid to flow.
How long were you detained for a second time?
Yesterday in total, I was in the police station for 9 hours. Like I say, for the first 3 hours or so, it wasn't really clear to me that I was detained or not. And then for the next 5 hours, it was clear that I was, because I was asking to leave and being told that I wasn't able to. And look, from our perspective, I mean, we came here with 4,000 people to try to march to Rafah in order to highlight what is happening in Gaza. Obviously, we're disappointed that we didn't get to Rafah, but we have had probably the largest international people-powered coalition for Palestine in a very, very long time. We did raise awareness about what is happening. And so in the context of the kind of severe Egyptian repression that is taking place, I'm conscious that, look, there's still people in detention. There's still many, many people who won't be flying home. You know, this phase of the global march to Gaza is over. There won't be a renewed attempt to get to Rafah. But then our focus turns to events like in Brussels next week, where the European foreign ministers are scandalously going to be meeting with the Israeli foreign minister at a time that Israel has, you know, 20 months of genocide in Gaza, as well as starting a war with Iran.
Are any other Irish citizens still detained, do you know? And were any of them with you yesterday?
No, so no other Irish citizens are still detained, thankfully. Again, there are many Irish citizens who are not leaving today, will still be there for a period of time, and I'm kind of conscious about their safety and not putting them in any jeopardy.
At any point were you concerned that it may take a long time to get out of Egypt and come back to Ireland?
I certainly thought it was possible, even likely at a certain stage, that I would be held until my flight, because that's something that has happened to others. But I think there was a lot of pressure. I mean, at a certain stage, the chief of police was in his office, was kind of giving out to me that he was getting in trouble because he was coming under pressure, and it was nothing to do with him. It was the secret police. It's all the secret police, nothing to do with me. So I think the pressure probably told. But again, like for us, the main pressure we need to have is on Israel to stop what it's doing in Gaza, and on our own governments to stop their complicity. Obviously, many Western governments and many of the people who were there are coming from countries where their governments are actively arming and funding Israel. You now have Ursula von der Leyen saying, you know, Israel's right to defend itself at this moment when they're responsible for not just regional instability, but genocide, but also our own governments, that we need to go beyond words, and we need to match those words with action, which means the full implementation of the Occupied Territories Bill. It means stopping weapons flying through our skies, and it means stopping our central bank authorising the sale of Israeli war bonds across Europe.
You're at the airport now. That's why the line is a little bit patchy. You're about to board a flight to come back to Ireland. How do you reflect on what's happened over the last couple of days?
I mean, what I think it reflects is how hard it is, how much repression people across the world, and not just in the Middle East, in Europe, in America, how much repression people face for speaking up for Palestine. But we're not currently suffering starvation. We don't have bombs raining down on us. We don't, you know, have to queue for aid and then be shot down by Israel. So, you know, relatively speaking, our position is privileged. And therefore, I think it's still incumbent on all of us to do whatever we can. You know, unless you close your eyes, you can't not be aware that there's a genocide happening in Gaza.
Paul Murphy speaking to me a bit earlier, and we should say too that Israel denies the charge of genocide in Gaza.